Back together again, you and I, to wrap up the final full week of July, Friday, July 29, 2022, on Connecticut Today. We had a lot of interesting ideas from folks on how to stop those deadly wrong-way accidents that are populating state roads all too often. Journal Inquirer of Manchester columnist Chris Powell stopped by to talk about his latest columns and the state of the Connecticut GOP Senate race. And you just heard that story there, top of the hour, and you know, Rob's talked about it in the newsroom, and Melissa's talked about it here on the radio station on her show, I know, in the morning, Monday through Friday from 5 to 10. By the way, wrong-way drivers, what's up with that? And again, you heard Rob say that, you know, the state is now concerned with this rash of wrong-way drivers, which, you know, it happened. I mean, it's not that it doesn't happen. I mean, it does every year in the state. You were used to hearing, what, maybe once, twice a year, right? Somebody gets on probably drunk or high, or sometimes this happens to elderly folks too. We know that in the past, but this year, I guess, in this calendar year so far, and the year isn't even over, but we're almost setting records here for the amount of people driving the wrong way on the road. I got to tell you something. Every time I hear this story, if I'm driving around and I hear the story on WICC or any other outlet, I ask myself, don't you ask yourself this as well? Don't you ask yourself, what would I do if I saw a car coming at me the wrong way? I mean, yeah, there's enough close calls, right, when you're on a road, whether there's people on motorcycles or cars or big rigs or flatbed trucks, you know, driving, you know, from the Stoudnod Driving School. Yeah, in Ufa, Connecticut, and that you can deal with if they're all going the same direction, right? If they're all going the same direction. Now, luckily, I've never had to encounter a wrong-way driver. But I hear these stories now, and I wonder to myself, what would I do? Because if you see a wrong-way driver coming at you, right, there's only two, you only have, well, I guess you have three choices, right? Am I missing something here? You have three choices. You cannot move and not take the chance that you're going to actually run into somebody when you're trying to get out of the way of them. So I guess if you're moving in one direction and you see headlights coming at you, oh, God. Oh, God. Thank God I never saw that or seen that personally. But think about that. You have some wrong-way Stoudnod coming at you, probably doing highway speed or better, right? And they're coming at you. What are you going to do? You could either maintain your ground. In other words, you know, fight the human instinct to move left or move right or stay there, right? So you can just stay there. Or you can pull right, and hopefully the person coming at you isn't pulling left, because that would ram them right into you. Or you could pull left, and hopefully the person coming at you isn't moving to the right. And then it's curtains as well. So this story here, and you heard Rob mention it, more coverage here, Dan Haar's story. Again, Dan Haar, Connecticut Post, Hearst Connecticut Media. The State Bond Commission is going to set aside. They were scheduled to do that today. I see no reason why they probably shouldn't have. They're going to bond $20 million to come up or reinforce the point that you have to be on the right side of the road to keep people out of the opposite lane of traffic. Wrong-way drivers. Man. The request technically is, quote, here's the quote now. The request is technically for, and let me jump back to the screen here as my computer decides right now, as soon as I move the mouse, my computer decides it's not going to show me the page I want to see. Thank you so much. There we go. All right. We'll have to get back. I'm serious, folks. We'll have to get back to the story in a moment, or what I wanted to read from the story, because thank you very much, Mr. Webpage. Yes. Perfect spot. Perfect way to crap out on me. On a Friday here, 203-333-9422. 833-WICC. Now, our Facebook question of the day, we can lead into that now, can't we? If the webpage I actually want to watch is not working, thank you very much on a Friday. But here's the question of the day, Facebook question of the day, WICC600, facebook.com/WICC600. What do you think is the best way, and I know I'm going to get some wiseacre answers to this, what's the best way to stop wrong-way drivers from causing accidents and putting people in danger? What do you think the best way to do that is? And I guess the state is going to, you know, rely on signage maybe. And I know a lot of people out there want to go with the, you want to go with the curved spike strips, I guess. And I'm already seeing a lot of answers to that, you know, on our Facebook page. We'll get to that momentarily. But curved spike strips, I guess, is maybe the answer du jour. But here's my point. Other than people being aware and putting up some really, really huge signs, which could still, you know, in some way, shape, or form, confuse people, you know, what else can you do? And look, Have all of us at one time or another almost gone up the wrong side, you know, in through the outdoor, the old Led Zeppelin thing, Led Zeppelin album? I mean, think about it. How many of us, and when we've done it, right? I almost entered through the exit ramp here. Yikes. Now, when does that happen? Sometimes when we're not paying attention. I find a couple times it's happened to me at poorly lit ramps. Like, to me, a big part of this, and I could be wrong here, but to me, a big part of this has to do maybe with, you know, lighting. I mean, you know, really bright signage. I could be wrong. I don't know. But we've all kind of almost done it, right? Haven't we? 203-333-9422, 333-WICC. We'll kick it off with Kat in Stratford. Kat, you're on WICC. What's up? Good afternoon.
Hi, yes. I believe it's got to do with the technology of people using their phones.
Okay.
Waze and all those other technology. I believe that's the cause of the wrong way.
Oh,
driving.
So you're now that's interesting. You're saying, Kat, that when Waze or Google Maps or these direction apps, where they tell you take a left here, they be directing. Yeah, you know. See, now I never thought of that.
Yeah. So if you're at the stop sign at Hunkewa Road,
yeah,
you have getting on and getting off right there. So mm-hmm. if it tells you to take a left. Either you're getting on the wrong way or you're going on the right way.
Yeah, you know, Kat, I'm telling you, I never thought of that. And now that I do, I went to see a concert a few weeks ago at a venue that I'd never been at. And you're right, because it was in the country, and there was a couple of turns I made where I had to make sure that I was turning on the far side of the island. You know what I mean? So I was getting on the right side of the road.
Correct.
Yeah. Yep. Kat, I like that. Yeah. Kat, thank you so much. Kat in Stratford. Have a nice weekend, Kat. I assume that's maybe for Catherine or Kathleen. I don't know. But yeah, you see now? You see? You wonder if it is some of these navigation apps, Waze. I tend to use Google Maps. You know, they're all ubiquitous. Some of them are built into the new cars now with the big touchscreens. What do you think? 203-333-9422, 333-9422, 333-WICC. What's causing all this this rash that we've had of wrong-way accidents? Is it, as Kat said, the navigation programs? How do you stop this? Do you put more signage up? You know, would you put a sign like I would with all flashing lights and letters? You know, Stunad, Ufa, not this side, the other side, you dummy. One of the great observers of all things going on here in Connecticut, political and otherwise. Back for his monthly check-in, Journal Inquirer of Manchester columnist Chris Powell is here. Chris, good afternoon, sir, and how are you?
I'm good, Paul. It's great to be with you.
Well, thank you, Chris, as usual. Thank you for taking the time out. We appreciate it. Some of your recent columns have made me smile. Good insights here. The one you wrote yesterday, Claritas can't trigger more craziness than Blumenthal. And it's interesting, Chris, that, you know, you bring up good points here, as always. You know, there's this, seemed to be this ratcheted fear that if somehow Themis Claritas upset Richard Blumenthal, that it would be the end of the world. It's just funny stuff here.
Yeah, the complaint about Claritas is that if we elect a Republican to the Senate and the Republicans get control of it again, they're not going to just outlaw abortion, but they'll outlaw same-sex marriage, and they're going to outlaw even birth control. And I think that's you know, crazy. Even the anti-abortion Republicans and the and Congress have been voting for contraception appropriations for years, so that fear is nonsense. As for outlawing same-sex marriage, I'm sure that there are Republicans in the Senate from states that have legalized, you know, same-sex marriage even before the Supreme Court did. Republicans in states that have same-sex marriage are not going to vote to outlaw it, so that's not going to happen. And then we have the abortion issue. There's several moderate Republicans who are not going to vote to outlaw abortion. Susan Collins from Maine and Lisa Murkowski from Alaska. That's not going to happen either. But you know, when it comes to craziness, we know the craziness that the Democrats have planned if they get control of Congress again. They've already put forth a law that would or legislation that would require all the states to authorize late term abortion. They call it the Women's Health Protection Act, though they took the word woman out of it when they moved it from the House to the Senate. But the Democrats have already passed in the House legislation that would require the states to allow late-term abortions right up to the moment of birth. The Democrats are got transgender fever right now. You can be sure that if there's a Democratic Congress and a Democratic Senate, at least the Democratic Senate is bound to appoint to the Supreme Court, more justices who pretend not to know what a woman is, and they'll discover what it is when they get on the court that, you know, women include men. The Democrats in the House have already tabled legislation to outlaw all guns except all rifles anyway, except shotguns. It would be very likely, I think, for the Democrats had a majority in Congress that they outlawed really all semi-automatic rifles. Your news report just quoted Speaker Pelosi saying that that's what they aim to do. So I think that the likelihood of craziness in Congress is actually much greater if Senator Blumenthal is reelected than if Themis Claritas somehow gets in.
Journal Inquirer of Manchester columnist Chris Powell with us. He comes by about once a month to share his thoughts on some of his columns and all things Connecticut politics and otherwise. Chris, we're about a week and change away, August 9th, primary day. I'm sure you've been ingesting copious amounts of snack food and beverage while you watch this Republican brawl going on here for the Senate between Themis Claritas, Peter Lumaj, and Leora Levy. What are your thoughts about what we're seeing here?
Well, I think Leora Levy's a spectacular chameleon. I don't know how she gets away with it. You know, a few years ago, she was denouncing Trump and declaring herself pro-choice, and now she's a big fan of Trump and is declaring that she's, you know, come around to be completely anti-abortion. We don't really know who who she is. She's been on the Republican National Committee, but she really has very little record in public life in Connecticut. But, you know, maybe she's counting on that. I don't know. We're going to see how how the Republicans in Connecticut line up. You know, Republicans in Connecticut used to have a reputation for being moderates. Certainly, Claritas's positions are moderate insofar as, you know, she supports limited abortion rights. She supports gun control measures, but not outlawing guns. Peter Lamage, well, he runs for something every couple of years. His primary qualification for office seems to be that he grew up in Albania. I really don't, you know, get that. Maybe he appreciates America more than most people do, but that doesn't really tell you his qualifications for office. I mean, he and Levy are really competing for being as conservative as they can be. I'm not sure that the Republican Party in Connecticut is quite that that conservative. And if they are, they can kiss the Senate seat and the governorship and all the congressional seats goodbye, because Connecticut is not a right-wing state.
You know, Chris, you took the words right out of my mouth. Whenever these, you know, usually primaries is where the brawls happen, and you know that, obviously. Whenever these things happen, I keep an eye on my social media friends, and I belong to, although I watch them from far away, don't really participate, a lot of these Facebook and social media groups politically inclined to be a little bit on the right. And it's fascinating, Chris, the point you exactly made. That, yeah, I know Connecticut Republicans and conservatives are desperate. They want somebody back. It's been a lot of years, you know, since, love him or hate him, Lowell Weicker in the Senate, and, you know, the days of Fairfield County being represented by Chris Shays and you know, other people in Congress. But, boy, Chris, I am constantly fascinated by the fact that you have a lot of conservatives in this state, and again, God bless them, they can believe what they want, thinking that a hard right or somebody who's perceived to be hard right in this state can actually win. I mean, it boggles my mind. Don't you feel that way? I mean, what are they paying attention to, Chris? This is not Alabama.
Well, it's really not the experience we've had. Our last three moderate Republican members of Congress were, you mentioned, Chris Shays, there was Rob Simmons in the Eastern Connecticut District, and there was Nancy Johnson in the New Britain Waterbury Danbury District. They were all moderates, and they all had pretty good careers. I think Connecticut will vote for a moderate Republican. You know, Connecticut voted for Jody Rell, voted for John Rowland three times. He was no flaming conservative. In fact, it was hard to tell his administration from Democratic administrations. Now, I'm not saying we should have Republicans in name only, but if you want a change in Connecticut politics, I don't think you got to look for far right Republicans. You got to look for moderate Republicans. Connecticut will elect moderate Republicans.
And finally, Chris, the one race that does look kind of fascinating in a lot of the national handicappers, D.C. and otherwise, are watching, Chris, the race in the 5th between George Logan and Johanna Hayes. And I saw yet another one of these handicappers, it might have been Cook or one of them, who are saying that this is, in the minds of a lot of national folks watching this from afar, the 5th is actually a real race this time around.
Well, the 5th is generally considered the most politically competitive congressional district in the state, the most conservative-friendly district in the state. Hayes is going to have a big financial advantage over Logan, and we're going to see a lot of commercials, I think, for her. But look, I'm rooting for competition in Connecticut. Let's hear what they have to say. I think Hayes is, you know, pretty much a Democratic cliche. You know what she thinks on everything before she says it. Logan, he might have an original thought every once in a while. But, you know, again, people are going to decide, who do you want to, you know, have controlling the House? Do you want Democrats or Republicans controlling the House? And Chris Shays lost, in 2008 because enough voters in the 4th District decided that as much as they liked Chris Shays and his moderation, they didn't want right-wing Republicans controlling the House anymore.
As usual, Chris Powell, Journal Inquirer Manchester columnist extraordinaire. We thank you, Chris. Have a great few weeks, and we'll see you next month. Thank you.
Thanks much, Paul. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Check out his stuff, folks. Chris Powell, you can find him at the Journal Inquirer Manchester also. Check out the Connecticut Capital Report. Tom Dudchick always links to Chris's stuff there as well.